How do you bounce back from a night like that so quickly?
Well, you have to. In this league, you got to have a short-term memory, and it's it's tough. It's tough. Football is already hard, and to when you lose, it makes it that much harder. And we'll bounce back. We have a tough-minded team. So Andy Reid's he's made his statement clear to the team of what we need to do, and we will respond.
What do you need to do?
Play better, get better. On everybody needs to do their job, and including start with myself. The plays that I need to make, it's different when you when you make a mistake on the field. If you're supposed to be outside of leverage, be outside of leverage. It's different when you get actually physically beat by somebody. That happens in football. Football's it's not perfect, but when you got an assignment to do, you got to do your job. You got this gap, be in that gap. Don't try to do too much. When you do too much, you do nothing.
So is it safe to say then that part of the message that Andy Reid's had this week for you guys is personal responsibility? It seems like he's taking a lot of personal responsibility for that. Is that kind of his message to the guys as well?
Well, you know, the character of Andy Reid is his standard is high, and he knows he can do better. So he puts a lot of pressure on himself. But as players, I know in this league, players win games. So we have to do something within that momentum swing during the game, even if, you know, the ball isn't rolling our way, somehow to change that momentum. And as players, we need to put that pressure on ourselves to make a play.
Sure. EJ's a veteran. I mean, what role do you take on now after a rough start? I mean, what do you – telling some of these guys?
Well, I've been through it. I've been through the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys through my 11 years here, and it's early. That's the main focus that I'm telling the team. It's early, but you don't want to get to that point where it's mid-season and you're still trying to preach that it's early, and it's really not. So the things we need to change, we don't need to go out and get anybody. It's right here in our own house. Family issues on the field, and it can be resolved. Oh, it's no panic mode for us right now.
Derek, I know the loss was disappointing on Monday, but now you've had 2 days to have it set in that you're a franchise tackle leader. What does it mean now, looking back 2 days, if you can separate the game? I know it's disappointing, but from what that means to you?
Well, it's a humbling experience. You know, it's bittersweet. You always want to win. You play this game to win, but after going home and laying in bed, you know, thinking about it, it's a great accomplishment. You know, I think about it. I haven't been as grateful as I should have been. I remember in the past I've said something about, oh, I haven't, you know, I missed a year, or I was benched 1 year, and this is my story, and I got the record, I earned the record, and it's been standing from Gary Spanning since 87, since I was 5 years old. So I'm grateful of that, man. I give thanks to God for having mercy on me and keeping me healthy. And my main focus is to help the team win. That's always my main focus. But as I go home and lay in bed, I can thank God for the accomplishment of getting the tackle record.
Have you had a chance to, I don't know how well you know Gary, but you know, just knowing you're approaching the record and knowing how Gary is, I'm sure he was very happy for you.
Well, Gary Spann is a great guy. I've shook his hand a few times before this, but I actually got a chance to, at Mitch Holton's radio show yesterday, I got a chance to talk with him a lot, him and Bobby Bell. And Gary's a great guy, man. I mean, a good guy on and off the field, very humble guy. And that's pretty neat deal for meeting a guy. And the main thing he said he didn't lose the record. You know, I earned the record. And he said, give honor to God when he broke the record, and give honor to God when I earned the record. So he's a level-headed individual, and great guy to be around. And hopefully I can get to talk to him a little bit more.
DJ, how about these quarterbacks you're facing here? You're going Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton. That's a pretty tough 3-week stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably top five quarterbacks right now, early in the season. It's tough. Each week's going to be tough for us. Every week's going to have its own hard task in there. And this week, they have a really explosive offense. And Andy Dalton's one of the young, up-and-coming quarterbacks that has a pretty dynamic receiver that he's throwing the ball to. And running game's going good for him. I mean, that team is, you know, 3-0. That's hard to do in this league, even though it's early. And coming into their house, it's going to be even harder to beat them. But we have to turn some things around here, and that's what we have to do.
I want to see if has Andy Dalton taken his play a step up this season?
He has. You don't want to give him a trophy now, but Andy Dalton has definitely been more consistent as a quarterback, and he's still learning. But he has some weapons around him. The offense, he's very comfortable in the offense, and you can tell he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, make sure I'm translating this correctly, what I'm hearing. You guys came into the season with great expectations. You had a good training camp, good preseason. Things have not gone well. Each guy says, I'm going to turn this thing around. You start performing out of your body. That creates more problems. And so back to the basics is to, hey, just go back to what you do.
Yeah, and we still have great expectation for the season. This is early, man. We've lost two games. If everybody can do their job and give 1% better, I mean, you're gonna have a pretty good squad here. I mean, like I said, we have a good roster, but roster doesn't win games for you. So we got to get this chemistry down, offensively and defensively, and we can do it. We're a very confident group.
Derek, who do you feel are the leaders on this defense that make sure the intensity?
Well, we got a few guys on each level. I mean, you got Dontari Poe and Mike DeVito, Jay Howard. I mean, I can actually name every guy on the team that on the defense that plays a big part into grabbing this leadership role and getting this defense back to form. Myself right in the middle with Josh Mugger, but you got, you know, the back end with Sean Smith coming back. That's going to be a great addition to the defense. And Eric Berry, he's a guy that stands tall for everybody. Tumba and Justin. I mean, it's a lot of guys. It's not that one guy where I say, hey, Justin Houston is our leader, and we're going to look to him. We all have a part to play in this defense, and we'll get it done.